number 455.
Came into my heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us within thee bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you are the Lord, strong and mighty. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We glory in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Times in the Psalms where we are admonished to praise the Lord and to worship Him and to glorify Him and give thanks to Him. I don't know what psalm it is. It might be the 29th Psalm. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Now, if I were to do that tonight, what would I do? What would you do? Give unto the Lord the value, the worth. That's what glory is. It's a weight. It's a worth. How worthy is He of our praise? How weighty is He? How much is He deserving of glory? Well, He's pretty deserving, I would say, and I think we all would agree. He's worthy of our praise. And in heaven, that's all they're doing. They're just praising Him, praising Him, praising Him, thanking Him. And they'll do that throughout the ages of eternity. And around that throne, they always are worshiping Him. He's worthy of it. He's worthy of it. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory, blessing, honor forever. And forever and forever and forever. And so we worship tonight. We worship and give glory and honor to someone who's worthy. So, Lord, I'm giving to you tonight. I am ascribing to you the glory, the value that you're worthy of. Yes. Now, again, I don't know. First of all, it must look like something on the inside. If I'm dirty and unclean and sinful, I can't really properly ascribe to Him value or worth. I need to have garments that have been washed in the blood. And there, that's what you read about in heaven. Where did all these people come from? These that are around the throne that are worshiping Him. Where are they all from? John asked the question in Revelation, and the answer was, well, they've come through great tribulation. They used to live on the earth. They're not there anymore. They're up here in heaven, but they all have white robes on. You know what that means? They're clothed with the fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. Not their own righteousness, but imputed to him by faith through Jesus Christ and in the work and the atoning sacrifice. And so there they are around the throne of God, dressed in white. Well, I'm around the throne of God tonight, and I'm dressed in white. I hope you are too. Oh, we're not in heaven. No, we're not there quite yet. But we still ascend somehow or other, and we with them join together and worship with holy hands, clean hearts, sprinkled afresh with the blood of Jesus, which makes our praise worthy in his eyes, in his estimation. Then he can take joy in what he hears. It's a sweet sound in his ears. And so with a clean heart, with a white garment on, I'm going to give to him the honor that he's worthy of. And again, in the Bible, it takes on various forms. It takes on different forms with posture. We stand. We bow. We kneel. We lift our hands. Or in Psalm 47, we clap them. Those are postures. There is so much in the Bible that talks about a verbal expression of giving God worth, ascribing to him with the fruit of our lips, thanking and articulating from our hearts what we feel towards him, our love, our devotion, our adoration, our praise. And we do that tonight, or we've been doing that tonight. And I know, because the Bible says so, not because I have intuitive knowledge or anything. The Bible says that's pleasing to him. He seeks people that worship him in spirit and in truth. And if I can do that, and we can do that tonight, why, he's looking around throughout the whole earth, and he's wanting to manifest himself and ride on the praises of those people. And he wants to inspire that praise. I don't know if we'll ever get to Zephaniah in these mornings, but there's a little verse in there where he talks about singing over his people. God singing over his people. I believe he'd like to do that tonight. And he'd like to maybe do that with your voice. He would like to sing over your lips. That means let go. Now, it doesn't always start that way. It starts with, here I go, Lord, and I praise you. But there's a high-sounding praise of God that he puts into our mouth. He puts into our hearts. And it comes from the soul set free. And he inspires that worship and that praise in the beauty of holiness. And it sort of, if I could put it in this vernacular, it kicks it up another notch. It's something that you don't do and I don't do, but God produces it, and he's pleased with that. Let him sing over your lips. Let him sing through your voice. Let him sing through your heart. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve him with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Oh, if I had 1,000 tongues, the songwriter said, if I had 1,000 tongues, probably wouldn't be so good. If I had 1,000, what would you do? I get enough trouble with the one I have. But Lord, can I use the one that you've given me tonight to praise you? I only got one. You only got one too, I'm pretty sure. Only one. But if I had 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glory of my God and King, the triumph of his grace, why, if I had 1,000 tongues, I'd have to use all of them to ascribe to him the honor, the value that he is worthy of. And if you don't see him like that, maybe, Lord, help me to see you that way. Help me to see you high and lifted up on the throne. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Oh, Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth and how worthy you are. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, for he alone is worthy. Lord, we thank you tonight that we can come together in this meeting, and as we've been worshiping and praising you, Lord, we know that you have inspired that worship. We know, Lord Jesus, that you have helped us. And Lord, we give our voice to you. We give our mouth to you. We give our tongue to you. Oh, Lord, and we pray that you will sing through our lips and over our voice, oh God. Inspire praise that would please you. Lord, those high-sounding praises of God, may they be put into our mouths, dear Jesus. Lord, the song of the soul set free, the song of deliverance, the song of courage, the song of strength. Oh, Lord, put that song into our hearts, and may we sing and make melody in our heart to the Lord. Assist us to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad, the honor of thy name. For Jesus' sake we pray. We want to remember the children tonight again, Lord, that you will bless their times in the cottage and in the village. We just pray that you'll draw near to them, Lord, as they sing and as they worship and as they hear your word and as they draw near to you, Jesus. We pray that you'll come and pour out your spirit this night upon those cottagers and villagers, Natick and Nonantum, and upon all of us. Lord, have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe that song is in the book, the hymn book, number 32 in the hymnal. Maybe we could also sing it together. We could stand if you'd like to, just to change your position, if you care to, as we sing 32.
Master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad the honors of thy name. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, that bids our sorrows cease, 'tis music in the sinner's ear, life and health and peace. You may be seated on those last two stanzas. He breaks the power of hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.